sometimes from a delightful experience or a tragic experience, it can be the day that changes everything. For me, it was the Girl Scout that knocked on my door when I was 25 years old and gave me the big presentation about Girl Scout cookies. And I wanted to buy. She said, it's only $2, several flavors. And with a big smile, she politely asked me to buy. And I wanted to. Big problem, I didn't have $2 in my pocket. So I didn't want to tell her that, right? I'm a grown man, I'm 25 years old, I've been to 1 year of college, I've got a little family going. So I decided next best to lie to her. I said, look, I've already got lots of Girl Scout cookies, I bought some, and we still haven't eaten all of them, they're in the house. She said, oh, that's wonderful, thank you very much. And she leaves. When she leaves, I say to myself, I don't want to live like this anymore. I mean, how low can you get? Right, lying to a Girl Scout, that's about as low as it gets. So I promised myself that day it would never happen again. And that was a life-changing day for me, recognizing that I was not in a good position. I must start making my search. A guy climbs the stairs, and there's about 40 stairs to climb, and he finally gets to the top, sits down, and he's out of breath. And he says, wow, this is not good. I've got to do something about my health. So it can be something that simple. So he starts a little research program and decides to get his health in order, develop a good nutritional program, whatever. And from that day on, he says, I'm not going to be out of breath anymore. Yesterday I quoted the saying, there's nothing so powerful as an idea whose time has come. Then I quoted it another way, there's nothing so powerful as an idea that comes at the right time. So I said a little prayer before I left my hotel room today, and my prayer was, I hope today is one of those right times for many in my audience. And you never know when for someone it's the first time, or you're the first voice that sort of awakens a search for a better life, meaning, skills, disciplines, or you're one of many voices, or they've heard many before, and now yours sort of comes on a day when the lights go on and they're never the same again. One of my friends woke up one day, David, and he said, sitting at the yacht club, having a drink, sitting sort of in a fog, something spoke to him and said, what could you really have done if you hadn't have been in this condition the last 15, 20 years of your life? You know, he wasn't like an out-and-out alcoholic, but he just, you know, he drank too much. And he started thinking about that. What could I have really accomplished? You know, we live in a world where opposites are in conflict and we're in the middle. There's the pull to do good and the pull to do evil, to do what's right, the pull to cross the line. That bit of warfare goes on even in our own head, our own consciousness. When I was a little kid growing up, I remember this cartoon of a little boy. And it showed this little boy with a little devil on one shoulder and a little angel on the other shoulder. The little devil said to the little boy, go ahead and do it, it'll be okay. It'll be fine, go ahead, go ahead. And the little angel saying, no, 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 don't do it, don't do it. The little devil said, yes, go ahead. The little angel voice, no, no. And I guess that's part of our life experience. It's part of the adventure. The old prophet said, love good and hate evil. And if we become educated in that way, knowing when the voice of temptation is not the right road to take, we make some better choices. When I got up this morning, a little voice said, you really don't have to do your exercises today. You could skip today. You've got some work to do. And I got in about 1 o'clock this morning on my airline flight from Colorado Springs. But as recently as this morning, the little voice said, you don't have to do them this morning. But I well know that if I postpone a day, sure enough, I've got to make up for it somewhere. Maybe do a modified version if I don't have quite enough time, but don't let it just go. But we all have that. You know, that's fairly constant, what voice to listen to. I guess part of the answer here is not to become a victim of yourself. Beware of the thief on the street that's after your purse, but also beware of the thief in your mind that's after your promise. The little thief in your head that says, you're too tall, you're too short, you've never done it before, it's not going to happen for you. Others can find this book, you can't find it. If you found it, you probably wouldn't read it. If you read it, you probably wouldn't understand it. This is a constant bit of warfare going on inside of our head. So we all have to deal with that. But what I call that in these experiences is the great adventure. A lady said to me that I met once in New York. She was vice president of this company. She made big money. I don't think she finished her high school education. She was still young, with a young family. And I said to her, "How did you get here? This is a tough business. You make big money. You didn't graduate from high school. What happened?" And she said, "Well, let me tell you part of the story." She said, "Years ago, one day I asked my husband for $10. And he said, 'What for?'" She said, "By the end of that day, I had promised myself that I would never, ever ask for money again." And she said, "Yes, I am vice president. Yes, I do make big money. Yes, I am young. Yes, I did not graduate from high school." But she said, "I promise you, Mr. Roan, from that day until this, I have never asked for money again." She said, "I started searching for opportunity, found it, started taking some classes, learned the skills. Totally changed my life." I'm sure she would say that was one of the days that turned her life around.
Thank you for watching. Please like, subscribe to our channel.